caller.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hello. Hello to you.
Hello to you.
Oh, my.
It's the sweetness of 20. I don't know.
I was just going to go with 20 nice teen.
Oh, I like 20 nice teen.
Yes.
I'll take it.
20 slate clean is over.
I know. I wish we had it back.
I don't.
There's plenty of things that I wish I could just wipe the slate on. But I didn't.
Yeah. Not me. No regrets, Nick. That's what I say.
That's a good way to live.
That's right.
Yeah,
no,
I like it.
Regrets. Why am I getting notifications? Come on, Discord.
They just want you around.
I mean, I'm supposed to be in whatever they call it, streamer mode.
Don't bother me. I'm in your streamer mode.
Damn it. I hope you have hashtag Nerdy Legion QA pulled up, because I have way too many notifications tonight.
I do not have any Nerdy Legion QA pulled up. No, incorrecto, because there were way too many people throwing out garbage that clogged up my entire feed.
What is happening right now?
With, let me ask one more question. Is this a question? How about this?
Who would do that?
Only garbage people.
Goddamn shameful. Shameful. Dang it, I really can't find the questions now.
What?
I'm serious.
You're Mr. Hashtag.
Well, not everybody put the hashtag. See, that's the problem.
Well, then guess what? Guess what questions aren't read? Those.
Let's kick off with a simple one. The simplest question.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know how well this will apply to you, Nick, because you're doing a lot of digital there, but let's just pretend for a moment.
Okay.
Do you have a Holy Grail single issue you will one day hopefully buy?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Even though you don't read a lot of physical stuff?
No, but I do. I have a Holy Grail issue. It's the one with Spider-Man having six arms on the cover, Gil King.
Oh, I dig it.
Yes.
That's, I dig it.
One that I've never owned and have always wanted to own. Would I appreciate it even more if it was a slabbed copy that I could put up on a shelf or put up as a piece of art? Yes. But will I pay for a slabbed copy of said issue? No.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be simple. I would love to own a Batman number one.
Oh.
And they're not, I mean, they're not terrible. I can find one for like $50,000.
Oh, okay. And you want to own a Deadpool number one? We all know that.
Yes, yes. Although, I gotta tell you, Nick, I did change my mind recently about Gwenpool and Spider-Gwen.
Of course, you went to go see the movie and realized she's a pretty good character.
No, actually, I like Spider-Gwen with the, there's a new comic out.
Okay. Yeah, of course there is. They come out every week.
Well, God damn it, Nick. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yes, comics come out every week.
Yes. Newsflash.
Usually on a Wednesday.
Yes.
But yes.
Us Wednesday warriors. You know how we are.
There's a new Spider-Gwen comic out that I love.
Oh?
Yeah, it's like three issues in, I think. Four issues in. I love it. I do. Come at me, bros!
Who's the team,
the creative team. Hell if I know.
Oh, shit. Thought we were prepared.
Why would I know this off the top of my head? Here, I'll tell you right now. The official title of the book is Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider.
Because
that's her new name. You know, they called her Spider-Woman in the movie, and I was like, that ain't no Spider-Woman. But it's fine. I get it. It's for the peons. You know, it's cool.
Sure.
They don't. What the hell do they know? They probably don't even know who Gwen Stacy is. You know what I mean? Let's see. Written by Sean McGuire with pencils by Rosie Campy.
Oh, some newbies. Or at least new to me.
Yeah, I don't recognize either one of them. But it's really good. I love the art.
That's great.
The art's awesome.
I love her design. Her costume design.
Yeah. Me too.
I think it's sharp looking.
Me too. I like it. I like mm-hmm. it. I like that they gave credit to the creators in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think even wasn't it like Street Signs 2 or something? Oh no, it was in the phone when Miles is calling somebody, his dad or his uncle or whatever. He's scrolling through the contacts and they're in the contacts.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yes.
I think it was all the blurry background images. Missed that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Gwen, mm-hmm. Ghost Spider. Great book.
Gotcha. Cool.
What was the question? Oh, yes. The Holy Grail. Batman number one. Batman number one.
Do you have a Holy Grail for a villain?
Holy Grail for a villain.
Yeah.
Holy Grail for a villain. I don't think so, man.
You know what I think I would like? Brainiac.
Oh, first I think that'd Brainiac.
Be a. Yeah, I think that'd be a fun one. And I'm shocked that you didn't say your ever-loving, time-jumping Avengers villain.
Well, I already have that first appearance.
Well, that, you could still say it. Oh. That was a Holy Grail.
Avengers number 8. Yeah, I have that. It was cheap.
Yeah. Still.
Well, that's why
that's a big-ass grill, dude.
But that's why I didn't consider it a Holy Grail, because I already have it. You know what I mean?
Hey. I don't know if you know this, but sometimes, you know, Indiana Jones is after the Ark of the Covenant. You know what he finally gets? The Ark of the Covenant.
Amen.
And everything. He can still be out there kicking ass, taking names, bullwhipping people.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen. Yes.
I appreciate that you got a grail.
Quite bad mistake, too.
Well, hey, take it how you can.
Yes. Yeah, no, for sure. Kang the Conqueror, greatest comic book villain of all time. All right.
I like High Evolutionary.
Ooh, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
What's his first appearance?
I don't know, but can I grab him by his handled head and carry him around by the handle? That's what I want to do.
Mighty Thor 133. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I wonder what that's going for. Let's go on the old Schmeebays.
Uh-oh.
We can't use actual company names because they're not a sponsor, so F them. It's 2019, and this company should be sponsoring us. So they'll just be Schmiebe, because nobody knows what that means, of course.
No. As long as your wife doesn't know what it means when you go and buy something.
Wait a second. Is this right? What? This can't be right. I have here... Okay. See, this is one of those things that I don't like about comic books, Nick.
Mm.
So I looked up the first appearance of the High Evolutionary, and it is Mighty Thor 133, October 1966.
Okay.
However, if you go on Schmiebe and you look it up, it says it is the first full appearance of Ego the Living Planet.
Oh.
Because the High Evolutionary is mentioned in Mighty Thor 133, but he doesn't make his first full appearance until the Mighty Thor 134.
Oh, so it's like a Wolverine in shadow, and then all of a sudden his first full appearance.
Correct.
Hmm.
All right, congratulations to me. I own the first appearance of the High Evolutionary.
Ring the bell. Guess what this is, Legionnaires? It's an episode of Nerdy Legion. Martin bought something. We're back on track. New year. Back on track. Nick doesn't buy stuff. Martin does. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great.
Indeed.
I want to see the cover of that. 135, you said?
134.
134. So you're just grabbing the Ego one, not the... just the mention of High Evolutionary.
No, I grabbed the first full appearance.
Oh, good.
You know, since we're talking about it, let's ring that bell again.
Uh-oh.
I will also purchase Mighty Thor 133.
Just in case. Cover your bases. See, I don't go with the person in the shadow or the mention of them. I want to see them on panel.
Mm.
But that's me. You do you. I don't mind.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Now, am I getting had here? Because one of these books says second appearance of Ego. I mean, that's not why I care about this book. F Ego. He sucks.
I like the new High Evolutionary compared to the original appearance that he's all in blue.
Oh, see, I like the one from Conquest. It's like the the reddish purple. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Like all blue, he looks a lot more like a robot, but he still has the handle on top of his head that you can carry him like a six pack. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Alright, see, here you go. Here's another one. Mighty Thor 132. Cameo appearance by Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, God.
133 is the first full appearance of Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, brother.
God, didn't
Venom do the... Wasn't it Venom that did the same thing? Like his first appearance, he was always in shadows until the very last panel of the last page. And then he came out, and then they're like, next Venom.
Yes.
At least he showed his face. He came out of the shadows, but still, it was only one damn panel.
Yeah, it was amazing something.
I hate to do this to you. Is your wallet going to open up for 134? Because holy Christ, that's a cool pant. That is a cool cover.
That's the one I bought, dude.
132?
134.
Oh, I meant 132, sorry.
Wait, and 133 is purchased. All right, let's look at 132.
You see how I
nonchalantly just threw that in? Yeah, it's purchased. All right, let's go to 132.
Nice.
Oh, I do like that. That's a nice cover.
Why don't we have action like this nowadays? What the hell?
Who's this MODOK looking dude on the floor?
Dude.
What's his name? Is that his first appearance?
I don't know, but I like it. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah, this is a great cover, man.
That is dynamic action.
You know, there's something about these, I guess this is Silver Age, right? Yeah, Silver Age covers. Silver Age covers,
man,
are the best.
Your 133 is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is like a scene out of a movie. That's like a movie poster right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Living Planet. And look at those creatures below them. Holy Christ.
It's awesome.
Who does creature designs like that anymore?
Only this some guy named Jack Kirby. I don't know. Never heard of him.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Hence why they called him King, huh?
Isn't that weird that like nobody like really imitates that style?
I know.
Do you think like that's on purpose? Do you think people would just be like, you're trying to copy Kirby, get the F out of my office?
Yeah. You're a Kirby ripoff, right? Write him off, get him out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Which I hate to say it, like my opinion has definitely changed, where before, like, one of your favorite groups, whatever it is, back in the
NSYNC.
Day. Yes. And it's like, all of a sudden, they go away. They're gone for years and years, decades and decades. And then a group comes along that sounds just like NSYNC. My opinion from like, oh, they're just ripping them off, has completely changed to, yeah, but NSYNC's not doing NSYNC music. Just because they're gone doesn't mean that I don't want to listen to that type of music anymore.
Mm, yes.
It's the same thing. Like, I want to see Jack Kirby-esque art. Like, my tastes haven't changed. Like, who cares if somebody's aping their style? I want to see that. I want to see Steranko. I want to see Aparo. Like, I don't.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe it has something to do with the inkers or colorists. Because, you know, the dramatic color is a lot different than, like, the subtleness of digital color, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I agree.
But hey, that's just me. We're old fuddy-duddies.
See, here we go. This is why comics make no sense. The first true appearance of Venom is Amazing Spider-Man $2.99.
Mm-hmm.
It is like $40.
Sure.
The first full appearance is Amazing Spider-Man 300. It is like $350.
See, that's how I would be pricing it.
But if you have a cameo appearance, that's still an appearance.
It is, but it isn't the true appearance. It's just like the Wolverine example.
Oh, that's the one that I was thinking of. What was it? Like just the claws, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he's like in shadow with the claws or something like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like if I were to buy that, and I did own that back in the day, sadly, and I sold it before I went away to college. But you don't want him in shadow. You want them to be battling and to see how cool it is. Like, and I think, well, didn't the Hobgoblin do the same damn thing? Like,
probably.
He was in shadows, and then the last panel was, like, full reveal that, ooh, it isn't the Green Goblin, it's a Hobgoblin. Somebody completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Let's get you to buy some new stuff. Come on, now.
I don't want new stuff. I have new stuff.
Well, it's new to you. It's some great Jack Kirby Thor, so. I haven't even read those issues. Those issues look great. I might have to go find them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to see if I can find them somewhere.
Digitally, of course.
Of course.
Because I can't spend the money for the king anymore. Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Barron wants to know, PJs? Question mark.
Yes. That's it?
So here's what happened. I had him explain himself. Explain yourself, Barron, is what I said.
Yeah.
Apparently, at some point in the recent past, we talked about PJs on this podcast, how I was supposed to go look for PJs for Zoe, and I went to Belk's, and they were like $50, and I was like, hell no, I'm not spending $50 on PJs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this? Yeah. I don't remember this, but this is what I was told.
Thank you, Ronnie Barron, for bringing this back, because I'm dying to hear the finale of this story, picking up his daughter, and then we're going to go to Wally Mart and find them the next day once she's out of school. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I don't have to go to the pink store. That's where you left off. Because I don't want to spend no goddamn $50 for PJs.
Well, as it turns out, mm-hmm. I did not spend $50 on PJs.
Nice.
But it was close.
Did you get matching PJs?
I did not other get daughter matching PJs.
Oh, I did man. Not.
So I get off of work early, and I texted Reagan. I was like, do you need me to pick you from school? And she's like, no, I'm at home, because they had a half day. It was like the last day before, whatchamacallit, Christmas break. That's it.
Oh.
So I said, okay, well, I'm going to go get Zoe. Do you want to come? She's like, nah, not really. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to the mall. And she's like, okay, you can pick me up.
Yeah, as soon as you said mall.
Yes. So I grabbed her, and then we went to get Zoe. We went to the mall,
yeah.
And we're walking around, and I was like, I effing hate the mall. Why are we here? And there's a cool new store at the mall, by the way. It's called Heroes and Villains.
Spencer's Gifts? I know all about it.
Heroes and Villains. No, Reagan loves Spencer's Gifts. That's her favorite.
Heroes and Villains? Mm-hmm. What is that about?
So Heroes and Villains is... I don't know, dude. It must be owned by the same people that own the Man Cave store at the mall.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Except in the Heroes and Villains store, all they have is, like, comic book merch. So you can get, like, ooh, shirts and mugs and cups and suspenders. And
nice.
Did I say t-shirts? T-shirts and, like, wall of course. Art. And yeah. They have statues there and pop figures and all that crap.
Sounds like a Nirvana for a geek like yourself.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I didn't buy anything, but it was cool to go in there.
Sure.
So yeah, we strolled around Heroes and Villains, and then we went to the Beef Jerky Outlet because it moved.
Oh, Beef Jerky Outlet.
Yes, it used to be in the at the mall where, well, it's like an outdoor mall, where the Toys R Us used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Toys R Us is gone. I guess some stuff is moving out of there. So they moved out of there and went into the mall. Where, oh. What used to be there? There used to be some other store in there. So we went to the beef jerky outlet and got some beef jerky, got some flavored crickets for research.
Oh, yeah. Something. Do they have franchise opportunities so I can have my own, so I can open up my own beef jerky outlet up
you
here?
Know, I didn't ask, but maybe. I mean, surely they imagine? Do well enough, right, if they can afford to pay somebody to be there and have a store at the mall.
For sure. Imagine. You know what I'd be doing then? I think you can already finish the sentence.
Eating all the beef jerky?
Well, that too. But I'd be living the dream.
Mm, yes.
The I'd dream. Be around jerky all day. Oh, my God. Smelling like jerky. You'd be like, Nick, is that a new jerky cologne? I'd be like, no, that's just me, buddy. You smell like teriyaki barbecue. I know. Mm-hmm. Can't help it. It's the flavor of the month. You know that.
Well, you know, I had this happen yesterday where my wife got home and I was going to go run some errands. And mm-hmm. I was like, just so you know, I smell like cotton candy. This is a recurring theme here.
Oh, man. But back to the strip club.
There was a good reason for this. So one of Zoe's presents from Santa Claus was a fragrance kit.
Of course. Of course it was.
Where you can make your own perfumes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we made some perfumes, and of course, you have to test them out.
Of course.
Because I don't know what you know about perfumes, but you have to put them on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, you can't tell what they smell like.
That seems logical.
And she made one that I was like, this doesn't smell very good. But then I put it on my skin, and it smelled delicious on my skin. It was like putting the lotion in the basket.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, just so I can put a bow, because I don't know if Mr. Baron brought this up, because there's been two dangling modifiers. That was one of them. And then there's another story that still needs to have the bow tied on it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell your daughter that I want to send her shoes so she can paint them?
Crap, I forgot.
Oh, you suck. The hell? When are we going to get these going?
Yeah. I forgot.
All right. I'll blame you, not her.
She did get some sweet Converses, though.
Nice.
I'm going to steal them.
Uh-oh.
But they won't fit me, but that's okay. I'm still going to steal them.
Nice.
They're awesome. They're like, I don't know what color that is. I'm colorblind. I don't know. It's a color.
Guys, it's a color.
It's a color. It is not a black and white Converse. It is a color.
Gotcha.
The mall. So we went there, and then we went to, where else did we go? There's like, I don't even know what the name of it is.
Jeez, you are mall blind.
Look, listen, they walk, I follow. Okay, that's the way it goes. But there's another store that's got like, it's not, I mean, they've got some comic book merch, but it's more like anime and manga stuff. So they have like, what's that little dog thing?
Like Hot Topic?
No, we didn't go in Hot Topic. Hot Topic's for posers.
I don't know.
Episode title. Hot Topic, don't sue us. So, I don't know what it's called, but you go in there and they have like, there's like a full size, like literally life size statue of Harley Quinn, like as soon as you walk in.
Oh, jeez.
But then they have like, you know, just like anime bags and like little Japanese candies and like weird ass Japanese crap and like anime stuff and manga stuff. I don't know. It's a cool store. We go in there every time. We've never bought a single thing from there, but we always spend like 2 hours in there every time we go.
You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a destination.
It's fun.
Yeah. It sounds like fun.
It's fun. So that happened. So we went there and then. She's like, I know where we should go. We should go to Justice.
Yeah.
So Reagan's like, I'm not going into Justice. So she went somewhere else. And Zoe and I went to Justice. And we found PJs.
Oh, good.
And they were not $50. They were only $30.
Perfect. And does she love them? And, like, how bright are the colors on these PJs that are supposed to let you sleep?
They're purple and pink. And they're also glow in the dark.
I can't even talk. Glow in the dark. Motherfuckers. Oh my god.
See, you wish it's you would have thought of that. Think about it. Kids are scared of the dark. How do you fix that? Glow in the dark PJs.
Bam. Yeah, of course. Oh my god. That is insanity right there.
Yes.
Whoever was in the, like, thought room for that one, oh my god, what is that person thinking?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's hot? Glow-in-the-dark paint. You know what also is hot? PJs. Let's put them on. What See? The heck?
Genius.
God.
You're insanity. Mad you didn't think about it.
Yes, we would have a lot of money from Hot Topic right now.
Uh-huh.
God, that's funny. Uh-huh. Holy Christ. And how glow-in-the-dark is it? Has she worn them, like, and you saw her, like, in the hallway? Is it really, like, whoa, that's glow in the dark?
No, it's not, like, super bright.
Okay.
But it definitely glows in the dark. Yes.
Oh, my God. So insane.
Yes. I'm surprised she likes it from there, though. Because, like, 60% of the stuff in that store is pink. And she doesn't like pink.
Mm.
Like, she likes very specific shades of pink that don't look pink. And,
but also 20% is purple, and she likes purple.
She loves purple. That's her favorite color.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
In fact, and she told me all about it today because we were playing.
Oh yeah, do tell.
Yeah,
do
tell. We were playing.
I want to hear the mind of her.
No. We were playing American Ninja Warrior, and she got tired, And so she's like, let's go for a walk. And so we went on a walk around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's a circle. It's like a mile long. So we went on a walk, and we're talking about Converse shoes, and then colors came up, and I said something about some color. Oh, because I was making fun of her, because we were playing some game, and I was like, what's your favorite color of the rainbow? And so she says purple, and so she asked me, and I was like, what do you think it is? She's like, black, and I was like, black's not a color of the rainbow.
But it is the correct answer.
It is the correct answer.
If you didn't, if you wouldn't have said rainbow, that she would have had the right answer.
That's right. So, right. So she told me all about liking purple and blue.
What's her color theory for purple and blue?
What's her color theory? I don't know.
Yeah, what attracts her to blue and purple?
It's just, it's not girly.
I knew she would have a theory. Oh, that's awful.
It's
not girly.
It's not completely girly.
Yes.
But it still has feminine quality. She didn't say it like that, but that's kind of what she meant. So
There's still qualities to it that she liked.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Yes. So, so we got PJ's at Justice, and then we went and tried all the samples at the food court.
Ooh.
And then we got some food. So
what was the winner of the samples? So what was the best one?
Reagan got... sushi and egg rolls.
She always gets sushi from the food court.
She does.
Yeah, she loves it. Good.
Reagan got that. Did I say that? Or did I say Zoe?
Yeah. Reagan. No, you said Reagan.
So Zoe got, what did she
get? Sbarro's?
It was at the Thai place. She got, I think it was mango chicken and like noodles.
Okay. Something that makes sense. That sounds right.
And then I got... a gyro.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Why didn't you get a Philly cheesesteak? You said you love the ones at the mall.
You know, I thought to myself the exact same thing after I got my goddamn gyro.
Yep. That was a fatal mistake.
I was eating my gyro, and I was eating it, and I was like, this is effing delicious. And I even saved some for my wife.
Nothing wrong with the gyro.
Tzatziki sauce was great.
Yes,
and then I look over to the corner and I'm like, God damn it, there's a Philly cheesesteak place here and I forgot all about it.
And then did you excuse yourself from the girls and said, Daddy will be right back? He just had an appetizer and he's going to have his dinner.
No, it was fixed the next day.
Because
the next day... we're hanging out, and my wife's like, I'm going to go get something to eat with Reagan. Do you want to come? And I was like, not really. I'm going to hang out. She's like, well, I'll bring you something back. I said, okay. I said, where are you going? She said, Galachi's. And I was like, I don't even know what I want from Galachi's. So, by the way, you should see if you have one there, because it's franchised.
I do not. This is the first I've ever heard of a place called Galachi's, and I always thought that was shoes.
Okay, so Galachi's are... I want to say like Polish, maybe not. It's some Eastern European thing. Basically, it's like, you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant and they have those like sweet buns stuffed with like minced pork.
Yeah, like steamed buns.
Yes. So they're kind of like that.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
They're not steamed, but they are sweet rolls and they are stuffed.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So they have like different kinds. You can get like a breakfast one that's got like, you know, bacon, egg, and cheese or whatever. They have like various lunch ones. They have dessert ones. Reagan and my wife got the cinnamon bun galachis.
Ooh.
Which were delicious. I took a bite of one.
Of course.
And then because I didn't specify, she just got me one and she got the right one because she got me a Philly cheesesteak galachi.
Oh, and how was that? That sounds like that'd be great in a steamed bun.
It was quite delicious.
I bet.
It was quite delicious.
Dang. See, she knows you. Way to go. Bravo. Plus one to the wife.
Plus one to the wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
How big are these buns? Are they like little like bao buns? Like small, like a dinner roll size?
No, they're bigger than a dinner roll. They're like a little smaller than a donut.
Okay, gotcha.
So somewhere between a dinner roll and a donut.
One was enough for a Martin Ferretti?
Well, because I was going to eat some leftovers.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I mean, leftovers.
I would think if you're going to put on your galoshes and go out there to Galoshkies and get a roll for a Martin Ferretti, I would think at least you're touching 2.5 to 3. You're putting down at least a 2 spot, if not 3.
Right, right. No, right? Just a 1.
Unless they have some fabulous sides, which I'm guessing they probably do have some pretty good sides.
I'm sure they do. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's good. Galoshes. If you have one near you, get it.
Put on your galoshes and go. Right? Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
I like it.
Here's something that we need to unwind here.
Oh?
My favorite cut of meat.
Oh.
Is whatever is cheapest, but well made. Let's unwrap this.
Sure, yeah, go right ahead.
Let's unwrap this. This is, I'm assuming, a comment on a previous episode of this podcast. I wish I remembered, or had show notes, because I have no idea.
Who threw out this question, first and foremost?
This is from Paul Tesner.
Oh, what a great question.
Yes, from Paul
Tesner. Frequent listener, used to be a frequent guest on Nerdy Legion.
Mm-hmm. Now he's too busy.
No, he's uppity. He's a little bougie for us now.
He's too busy, yes. Bougie.
No. No, he isn't. I'm just teasing.
Maybe the opposite.
Right. He's salt of the earth.
He is.
Yeah.
So let's unwrap this. Let's peel it back as if it were an onion.
Yeah.
Because as I recall, we were talking about the garbage meat that is the filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
And he is stating that any meat that is cheap and well cooked is the correct type of meat. Now, I don't know how I feel about the statement, Nick. Seems to me like an incorrect statement.
I can give you our bougie pinkies up answer.
Oh,
which
yes,
should,
please.
Which should be yours, unless I'm mistaken. But that would be the oyster of a turkey, a whole turkey.
Mm.
Which is the size of what? A ping pong ball?
Yeah, roughly.
But it's the best cut of the turkey, and usually the cut of the turkey that people throw away. So look up turkey oyster, and you'll see where that is.
So I thought about this a little bit, because you and I have talked about bull testicles before.
Yes. And Rocky Mountain oyster.
Yes, and how delicious they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also one of those things where you would just, like, throw away, right?
Oh, sure.
One of my favorite cuts of a cow, aside from garbage meats like tongue, for example, is the liver. I love veal liver. Love it. I love it. Most people hate it. That's fine. You don't need to
it.
But I love liver. It's not like an all-the-time thing. You know what I mean? It's very rich.
Yes, but it's a cheap cut of meat that, you know, we don't want people to like that. Because then it won't be a cheap cut of meat.
I mean, you can literally go to the store and get 6 veal kit liver steaks for like $1.50. So I think Paul has a point here. I'm going to give Paul 1 point for bringing the statement up because it's true. It really is in how you cook your meat, not necessarily what kind of meat you cook.
For sure.
So that's a good one.
Yeah. I like a chicken gizzard, but guess what? It has to be cooked right.
Yes. So I don't know how well you're doing on your sausage diet.
Buddy, I'm full sausage, full on sausage.
But I'm doing a quick transition into this keto thing. And one thing that I realized is that every once in a while I want like a little nice salty snack. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I may not want like macadamia nuts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I may want something a little meatier. And I don't know about you, but I love salty stuff. I love salt.
Yeah, ditto.
But you know, when you're trying to do this low carb thing, you can't have like potato chips.
No.
But you know what you can have? Pork skins.
Oh, good God. My God. Chicharrones?
Chicharrones.
Oh, man.
So I have been partaking and like half a bag of spicy. What is it? It's like Tabasco and lime chicharrones.
Oh my God!
Let me tell you, Nick.
Oh, you devil!
It is magical.
Oh, I bet it's magical. It is magical. Holy mackerel! You're making me salivate.
I had to look it up too, you know, because like you think anything, like any kind of chip, is not going to be like necessarily the best, right? Like,
right.
The healthiest. And maybe chicharrones are not the healthiest. I mean, it's literally fried pigskins.
I would say at this point, you should just stop with not having carbs and go back to potato chips, because there's no way you should be eating a lot of hell, I'm eating sausage and I feel guilty. Eating chicharrones? Oh my God, what are you doing? What? That's an early grave.
Look, it's not that bad. You get the small bags, the golden flake bags. They're okay. They're like $1.75. It's four servings per bag. So
yeah, and how many servings are you having out of that bag?
Two servings. I eat half a bag.
It says four.
Yes, but I don't eat the whole bag. I'm not an animal.
Right, but you're supposed to have four servings, not two.
Well, you're supposed to have one serving, Nick. I'm splurging here with two servings.
The bad thing is, sure, could you eat some seaweed, organic seaweed,
sure,
and get that umami salty thing? Yeah, but it's nothing. Like, the flavor is fantastic, but does it actually fill you up and satiate you?
Nope.
No. Not at all. It's just all you want to do is like, where's a Ritz cracker so I can put that seaweed right on a Ritz cracker? See? That would be good.
There you go. Yeah. But with the chicharrón, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, you might. My God, all those pork rinds. Martin. Oh. Doctor is going to have like cartoon eyes coming out of his socket to your numbers.
Good thing I didn't go to the doctor then, huh?
Doctors, who needs a blah?
Who needs a blah? But yeah, so I've been indulging in some Tabasco and lime chicharrones. They're delicious.
Ooh, that come does at me. Sound good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah,
especially
Tabasco
the ones, you know, and the thing is, depending on like the part of the skin, I guess when they fry it, some are tougher to chew than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like some, I think that's what it is, right? Like you get, Alexa, shut your face. You get, you know, some pieces that are like crunchy.
Yeah.
So it gives you that, like, that feeling that you're actually eating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
There's some pieces that are like a little fattier, so they don't fry all the way through. So they're not quite crunchy, but the fat's been rendered on it. So you're like, yeah.
They're almost good. Like, they're almost like if they accidentally fried beef jerky.
Yes, there you go.
Like they're solid to bite through instead of like pillowy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this reminds me when you were describing that? You know what this reminds me of? Like one of the best candies out there, Milk Duds. They're fantastic.
Yes.
They're nice soft caramel.
Yes.
But then every once in a while you'll be at the movie with those freaking Milk Duds and you'll get maybe three or four in the entire box, but those three and four are ones that just rip out your dentures, your teeth, your filling. Everything comes out because they are hard as motherfucking rocks. Everything else is pillowy except for those. And it's like, son of a bitch, who snuck those in here?
Yes, I agree.
Ah, too good.
That
too
is,
good.
That is correct.
But yeah, that's a good question.
I
do like, yeah, I do like that question.
That's, it is. And it's fair because you can get like what's that shit ass steak? God damn it! That like the really thin steaks you can get,
like what? Flank steak.
Kind of like flank steaks
or skirt steak.
Skirt steaks. There you go. Skirt steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible meat for steaks.
Right.
But you know, like you get your little rubber mallet or whatever. You bang them out.
Yeah.
You marinate them in some salt and whatever, you know, like.
What? You're very fancy.
Oh, come on, bro. You got to marinate your steaks.
Jana Wetmore would pound those things out. I mean, aggressively pound them out. Like, pound them out like she was, like, making somebody's face into pulp. Mm-hmm. Pound them out thin, Then she does the flour. And then the butter in the pan. Fry, fry, fry. Take out the steaks. Put it on some, of course, napkins to soak up a little bit of the oil. Of course, not all, but a little. And then in that pan with all the, like, grease drippings, in goes some fajita vegetables. And right there, pepper steak. Yeah, no time at all.
I like it.
But you know why we had that? Because we were lower middle class.
That's right.
And that's all we could afford. That's so my mom had to make that stretch. And she decided not to buy ground beef to make hamburger helper. Instead, she was making pepper steak that night. Because that's how she rolled.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
We have a question here, Nick, from a ferret Tim.
Oh, no. He's a bad apple.
He is. Terrible apple.
Mm-hmm.
Without sugar in your diet, are you adding anything to your tea to give it a little oomph?
Oh, this guy. This guy. No, I have never put sugar. I rarely will put sugar in my tea. I despise it now. I will throw it right out of a moving car window if I have sweet tea instead of unsweet tea. I have now decided when I'm in the McDonald's drive up, I'll look the young teenager right in the eye, and all serious with a flat tone, I'll be like, "Is this unsweet?" And then they'll look back, "Yes, it's unsweet." And I will sit there and open up a straw, stick the straw in, take a drink before ever moving my car from the window, just to let them know I'm going to test this right now. Dude, I had it happen 2 times in 1 week. So it's like, come on. I go to the same damn location. I know you guys. You guys know me. I know you. It's like, I am going to look you right in the eyes, damn it. And do I look like a weirdo? Yeah, absolutely.
Hey,
but
whatever.
Guess what? Guess what? I'm old. I'm going to die soon. So just, you know, you have to just deal with it. I'm the crazy person that drives through in one-size tees. Deal with it. But no, I don't like any flavors. Get every fruit flavor. Get every lemon wedge that you want to put into my tea. It's like, oh, I just did it today. They brought us out to a lunch at work, and I told the lady, iced tea, no lemon. Gotcha. And she brought me the iced tea, and this was my mistake, not hers. Well, lemon wedge in the iced tea. And I looked her straight in the eye as I'm taking the lemon wedge out of my tea. And she's like, oh my gosh, let me get you a new one. Are you allergic? And this was my mistake. Instead of saying, yes, I am, I was like, no, don't worry about it. I just don't like fruit in my tea. Oh, okay. And then I proceeded to have 5 glasses of tea.
I feel you, buddy.
It's like, ooh, got me again.
I like to put lemon in my Diet Coke.
Oh, God, you're so fancy.
It's not fancy. Just my dad used to do it when I was a little kid, so I got used to it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, my mom puts those fruit drops, those like sweetened fruit drops in her iced tea. And I do not follow suit.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick, it is 20 noise teen.
All right.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
Ooh, interesting.
I have an answer, but you can go first if you'd like.
No, go ahead. I'll think of one.
My answer is I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
Oh my God. Horrible cop out. Boo, boo, boo. Get out of here.
I believe you should always make resolutions every day as to how you can improve yourself.
Oh, brother. Somebody. I didn't know I was talking to a Miss Universe pageant contestant right now. Show them your runway walk, Miss Martino. Hi. My resolution, not to take my loved ones for granted. Let them know how much I appreciate everything that they do for me and others.
Don't worry, Nick. I know how much you appreciate me.
Oh, wow. Holy mackerel. Always giving of yourself, Bart. That's the quality that I like about you.
I try, buddy. Anything for you.
Any way I can turn every question around about me. Okay, let's talk. It's my favorite subject. Go on.
Uh, That's a good one, though. I'll give you mad props. You get all the tacos for that one.
Hey, it's tough. I mean, I've been married long enough to realize, my God, my wife does not need to be hanging out with me. Like, I'm sure there's a lot better fish in the sea than this guy. But does she put up with my stupidness and my shenanigans? Yes. Hmm. So you gotta realize, you know, that they're your family, your brothers and sisters, you know, mother and father, they can't really disown you. They could, but they can't.
Sure.
But any other person, yeah, they don't need to put up with your BS. So you should appreciate it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
There.
Let's see here.
Oh, who was that by?
Joey.
Ah, that was a good, thoughtful question, Joey. Thank you.
All right. From Ronnie Barron once again.
Ooh.
What is a food you guys will get me to try at C2E2?
Oh, man. Crickets, for sure.
For sure.
Braunschweiger.
Oh,
gotta have him try that.
Yes.
Because you know I gotta bring some of that. What the hell? Even if it was Oscar Mayer, who the fuck cares? Oscar Mayer with some Ritz crackers? Oh, damn. It doesn't need to be artisanal. That's just some good stuff right there. And besides, he'll be drinking the Natty Light. So that Braunschweiger goes perfect with Natty Light. Oh. Am I right? Like, it's great with beer. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say a real beer, but yeah, that works.
Yeah, real beer.
A real beer. It is my mission in life to get Ronnie Barron to eat sushi.
Oh, that's a good one, because that's there's a possibility with that. Like, we can't have him try Bulls balls. Like, what am I gonna do? Deep fry Bulls balls, bring him into the city, and then like 5 hours later, it's like, oh, here's a Bulls ball. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Yep.
No, but sushi is possible.
And I'd say sushi because that's like the easiest one. Really, I want Ronnie Barron to try some like international ethnic food that's just effing delicious, and he refuses to eat it.
Right. I like that. I like that answer.
Yes.
That would be a good one. Now, we'll... Because you know he always brings a special guest.
Mm.
My fingers are crossed it'll be his son this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he can bring as many special guests as he wants to.
Sure.
But, you know, hey, his son would be fun. Will we be able to convince the special guest to have said product?
I would say the special guest may have the balls to try said dishes.
Ooh.
We'll see if Mr. Barron does.
If he can step up to said plate, Mr. Mm-hmm. Baseball Coach.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you really are, we'll see.
We'll see.
Well, who knows? Maybe instead of having him try something, maybe we'll try something different this year.
Oh?
Maybe we'll try that the Baron doesn't get blind drunk this year. Maybe that's something new that we could try.
That's not going to happen.
No, that ain't going to happen. No way. We have too much faith in him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come through for us.
You know who I bet would eat some bull's testicles with us is Michael Myers.
He already said he wouldn't.
Au contraire. We'll put him in some tacos. He'll love them.
Or we can go to like one of the Brazilian steakhouses and spend way too much money for food.
Mm.
But then I can guarantee you they will bring around some exotic meats. That is for damn sure.
Mm-hmm. God, I want to go right now.
I know. So do I. Oh, it's one of the few places I probably could find tons to eat.
Yeah, there you go. We we haven't been in years, dude. The last time we went, my wife found a Groupon for like some Brazilian restaurant downtown. We couldn't even find the damn place.
Oh no!
But we found it. It just took forever to find it, and it was really good. It was tiny, like freaking tiny, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it was a tiny little place. It was literally like seven tables on one side, and then the other side of the room was like the salad bar area.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it was great.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up.
It was delicious. Match the Nerdy Legion podcasters to a superhero or supervillain.
Ooh. Well, have you already started to think about this?
Nope.
Okay, because I know on DC Absolute, they match Justice League people.
Yes.
And I think instead of doing heroes, we should do villains.
I like it.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Because when I saw that question come around, I'm like, I bet you Martin has a good answer for some of this stuff.
Well, I will kick off with Aaron Bell.
Oh.
And Aaron Bell is going to be Harley Quinn.
Because he has the body.
Because he has the hair.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's kind of a jokester.
That he is.
And he's got a weird love-hate relationship with Ronnie Barron that abuses him.
That's true. That's very true.
So he is Harley Quinn. And, I mean, as a result, you know, Ronnie should be the Joker. I don't know if he will be. I got to think about that one.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they have that relationship, though.
Well, I know Aaron may not like that answer. He would probably want to be a different member of a villain team. I'm trying to think what the name of it is. I'm going to look it up right now. Ah, yes. Dexter, the evil cat from the Red Lantern Corps.
Oh, I was thinking the Showtime show.
Ah, that's a good one. No.
But really, I hate to answer your original question. Would an Aaron Bell really appreciate any answer that you gave for him?
Probably not.
There you go.
Probably not.
That's the right answer.
So I'm going to stick with Harley Quinn. I'll let you go next. Well, you know what? What's your choice for Aaron Bell?
Oh, good golly. Let me think. Got to think about that one. Maybe, I'm going to say Mixelplick.
Oh, nice one.
Because I know he's not going to like that answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, another character he hates. Let's continue.
Yes, yes. The theme. But he is the jokester of the group, and I can appreciate that. I respect that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I could see him putting together some of the puzzles and schemes, and, you know, very well thought out. And I would say that is a good quality to Aaron.
Yes.
He definitely seems like a planner, which I always thought Mixelplick was as well.
Yes, that's a good one.
People think he's crazy, but I think there's a lot more thought to his craziness than people give him credit for.
Well, then wouldn't you say Dwan should be Mixelplick?
I'll get back to Dwan. Give me a minute on that one. I'll get back to him.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
I was trying to think of a good one for like Jay and Dennis,
because
they are the two smart people of the group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it had to be like a smart villain, you know what I mean? And
sure.
And I don't know like who I would choose. Probably for Dennis, I would choose Mr. Sinister.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, because Dennis is a smarty pants man. He's a smart guy.
That he is for sure. I think that fits very well.
So, so I think I would choose Mr. Sinister for Dennis, and Sinister would be like a second choice for Jay, but if I had to pick somebody for Jay, it would have to be a Batman villain.
Oh, I wasn't even gonna go that there.
Well, you know, he loves some Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I would love, like, you know, Dennis or not Dennis, Jay is like a super nice dude, right?
For sure.
Probably one of the nicest people out of all of us, because the rest of us, well, aside from you, are kind of douchebags. He's a nice guy, but for some reason, I have this feeling that Jay's got a dark side.
I would agree.
So I'm going to choose Scarface.
Oh, for Jay. Interesting.
He is both Scarface and the ventriloquist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Lex Luthor.
Oh my god, that's good.
Yes. Damn, very smart. Think of that?
Yes.
He is pretty witty, but Lex Luthor is not a physical comedian. He is a cerebral comedian. So I would say that is Jay.
I like it. I think that fits.
Mm-hmm.
I think that fits.
Sorry, for Dennis, I would say Kingpin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he can do a lot behind the scenes. He's very, very smart. He seems like somebody who would be three or four steps ahead of people. Just listening to him on his podcast when he's describing all of these, you have to look for this third generation copy of Batman and the Outsiders where it had this printing mistake and only 12% are out there. And even dealers don't know that it's on page 3. So I always ask them to open it up to page 3 because the price is way too low. Like, that's some, like, next level shit that I just never have. Like, I'll listen to it and it's fascinating. And he completely explains it into terms that I completely understand.
Mm-hmm.
But once they go on to the next topic, I'm like, I don't even know what he just said. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It's so beyond me. It's like they're in a different dimension than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, I'll let you pick the next person then.
Oh, holy mackerel. Let me think.
I've got one at the ready if you're not ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So my next one's going to be Michael Sparky Sparkman.
Oh.
To me, Sparky is the Grandmaster. Because, yes, just kind of like some of the qualities you gave to Jay and Dennis, I feel Sparky's kind of like that. And, you know, he's got his witty side, but he's never directly involved in things, right? He's like off in the distance, kind of pulling strings and making things happen in the background. So I think Grandmaster might be a good one for Sparky.
See, I don't want Sparky to take this wrong. But for me, for the same qualities that you're throwing out, he's the Red Skull. Not because he loves him some Nazi blah, blah, blah. But the Red Skull, when the Red Skull's good, he's behind the scenes manipulating all these other people and making them into the spotlighted villain of the issue. But really, it's the Red Skull. Putting them both into a room and letting them punch each other out while he just manipulates.
See, so I have the same problem with Ronnie, right? Because to me, Ronnie would be Kite Man. Which he said, I love that answer.
Tom King's Kite Man?
Yeah, Tom King's Kite Man. Tom King's Kite Man. And Ronnie's going to love that answer.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, like, there's nothing about Kite Man that reminds me of Ronnie other than the fact that Ronnie says some stupid crap and then says, hell yeah. You know what I mean? But aside from that, he is nothing like Kite Man.
Yeah. That's such a good one. For the Baron, for me, and don't judge me, listen to the reasons. Ronnie is somebody who motivates others to do his bidding. He wants podcasts to happen. He brings people together. So for me, him, all this behind the scenes stuff that he does, and he's the biggest cheerleader. For me, he would be Catwoman. He does. He knows exactly where to take. He knows to take something from one spot, mix it with another thing, put these people together. Yeah, he's very smart and stealthy like that.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Would I like him to be a Ghost Rider villain? Sure. But I'm not going to give him a Ghost Rider villain. Sorry.
Mm. Good story. Good story. Of course, go check out those shows. Absolute DC and Best of the Rest. All right. We have, I don't know how much you've interacted with Bill, so this might be a hard one for you. But I think Bill's a tough one. But I see another Batman villain in Bill, and that is Bane, is who I see in Bill. Yes. Because, just like we've mentioned with some of the other folks before, Bill is, he's very calculating. And I know that you're not reading the current Tom King run, but he's got a really interesting take on Bane. And he's really making him very cerebral again. Because, you know, for a while, Bane was kind of a joke, right? He was just the strong brute that just, like, knocked people over and, you know, punched through walls.
Mm-hmm.
But in Nightfall, one of your favorites, one of my favorites, one of many people's favorites, he is not that at all, right? Because he's got this whole plan he devises through months and months and months of storyline. And now we kind of are going back to that. Because the entirety of Tom King's run apparently hedges on Bane's plan to take down Batman emotionally.
Interesting.
So I'm going to go with that. Because I know that he is a stickler for quality on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows because those guys, I mean, I know that Joey does the editing and the sound stuff and all that. But those guys have like really nailed down like quality production. And even though Joey's doing all that stuff, Bill is driving it behind the scenes. So for me, Bill is Bane.
Very good. I think I would put him under the guise of the fantastic villain for the Hulk, the leader.
I like it.
Pulling the switches behind the scenes, getting things done, and putting all of the pieces like where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would say Joey is more, and I'm going to reference a villain that I referenced earlier, High Evolutionary.
I like it.
Taking something and like spit shining it into a fantastic, taking a piece of coal and making it into gold, mm-hmm. making it into a diamond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's sort of what he's doing a little bit of magic there. And that's what the High Evolutionary does. All the High Evolutionary does, they just want perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection in a species. Mm-hmm. So what's wrong with that? He wants perfection in Batman. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm going to agree with you on High Evolutionary. I think that's a good one.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Who do we have?
We have Paul. We have Jack.
All right, let's do Paul next.
Oh, let's go ahead.
Paul next. With Paul, I'm gonna go Magneto.
Oh,
bad guy Magneto, not good guy Magneto. We're talking villains here.
Sure.
And the reason for that is Paul has his opinions, and nobody can change his mind.
That's true.
And I think in many respects, that is a great quality to have. It can get him in trouble sometimes, just like it gets Magneto in trouble sometimes.
Mm-hmm,
but I think Magneto is a fascinating character, and I think Paul is a very interesting person.
I like where you're headed. I like that a lot.
There's only one Magneto, just like there's only one Paul.
I am going to... All right, let me describe the villain first. The villain used to be a B-list villain, sort of just there on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But as time went on, blossomed, came out of the shell, and just enhanced every product that this villain ended up on. And that villain, my friend, I think you might even know him, that villain is Emma Frost. Everything she touches, my friend, gold.
My favorite.
Yes, yes, yes. I thought you'd like that.
She is the best.
She is the best.
Mm. Good one, good one, good one. All right, I mean, we already did Ronnie. So let's talk about Travis from Aftershock Central.
Ah.
Travis, kind of a quiet guy, really passionate about things.
Mm-hmm.
He would also make a good Magneto, but we can't choose that one.
No.
I got to think about what would I do. You know what? I know what I would choose for Travis.
I still have Magneto in my pocket, by the way.
Do you? Okay, good.
You just can't double dip.
No, fair enough. I'm going to go for Travis. I'm going to hit up Bullseye, the old Daredevil villain. Because, you know, Bullseye's he's quiet. He's just out to get the job done.
Yes.
But, you know, when he tries to hit something, he always hits it. And one thing about Travis, he might stay quiet sometimes on the podcast, but when he makes a comment, it's like, yeah, Travis, you're goddamn right. So he always hits it, you know what I mean? So for me, Travis is Bullseye.
Travis is Kirk Connors to be.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, because he doesn't need to own the conversation that he's in, but when he throws out a point, it's very well articulated, and it's very exciting when Kirk Connors becomes the Lizard. So that's that's where I'm going on that one, because it is fun to listen to his counterpoint or the point in agreement that he'll throw out, because it's always a different point of view, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's do Mike real quick.
Oh,
Michael Labby from the Wrestling Insomniac and the What Did You Watch This Week?
Uh-huh.
I've got a kind of an odd one for Mike. My choice for Mike is Galactus.
Oh.
Because even though I don't see Mike eating worlds per se, he does have that like larger than life personality, and I think it's the voice. Mike's got a great radio voice, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much you've listened to his wrestling show, but Mike should have been a goddamn wrestling announcer.
For sure.
Like, it is dead on.
Mm-hmm.
So, for that reason, because his voice just gives me this, like, larger-than-life thing, I feel like he's got to be some, like, giant cosmic being. And he to me, that's Galactus.
I'm going to give you – I could give you a hybrid. I'm going to give you two people that have very similar qualities – but they're completely different. And the qualities that I'm trying to hit on are the precision. And Mike is one to pull out wrestling knowledge from his noggin like no one I've ever heard. And it's scary how much is up in his head. So my choice for him would be the Collector.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Holy mackerel, does he know tidbits about wrestling? Don't even get him started. And then for him to the same amount for TV and media is frightening that he can put all that knowledge up into his head. I lose a lot more information from my head than he has gained. It's just crazy.
That's a good one. What about his partner John from What Did You Watch?
He feels to me more like Bullseye.
Really? Like, yeah, okay.
Like plant, like that's the I get a sense that he's a lot more planning things out, figuring out like how Bullseye used to do, like I have to hit this at a 32 degree angle to go and get this, like it's all like tripping of the dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like when I'm listening to him, that's how his brain's working. Like, I'm on to the next point, and then I explain that point, now I'm on to the next point, and I'm explaining that point. See, it's all, like, cause and effect. Boom, 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 boom.
So, for that exact reason, to me, he's Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, that's a good one.
And sure, John can't travel through time, but
we can't officially say that.
He might be a traveler.
Yes.
But you know, John's got that same personality, right? Where he seems to be a very calculating guy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like it. That's a good one. Bullseye. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What about Jackson?
Jack, I mean,
it has to be, you want it to be Thanos. You want to fit him into Thanos, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's got to be, if he's a hero, it's Adam Warlock. If he's a villain, it's got to be Thanos. But
you don't want to give him that.
But I don't want to give him that.
So I'm going to give him Pip the Troll.
Damn it, you stole it right out of my goddamn brain. Yes, his favorite comic book character of all time, Pip the Troll.
Of course.
That's what Jack is. God, if he listens to this, he's going to kill us.
Oh, he'll hate it.
But no, I think that's a pretty good one. Pip the Troll. God damn it. All right, we'll go with that. We'll go with Pip the Troll.
Jack, I'll go with Annihilus. I'll still give him a cosmic villain. Because I think he's very much like me. Even though he switched over to digital, all he wants to do is read as many comics as possible.
Mm.
The bad thing is he runs up to the finances of reading every comic book as possible. So it's like, drat! And it's that's always how I look at Annihilus. It's like, all Annihilus wants to do is take over and conquer. That's all. Like, it is a driven passion that consumes him. And I would say Jack would be the same way. Whether it's him with his music, playing music, listening to music, or reading, or comics, or his family, like, you can tell when his passions are driving him, he is hyper-focused.
Yes.
But I'll stick with Pip the Troll.
No, that's
if good. It was a hero, even though Pip the Troll, I wish he wasn't a hero. It'd be much better if he was a villain. He's the bane of my existence, but that's about it.
All right.
That was fun. That was good.
Well, we forgot you.
Oh, God, you don't need to do me. Me? All right, think about that.
Who would you choose for yourself?
For myself as a villain?
Yes.
I want to be that villain in the Spider-Man issue. What was it? The guy that was in that big wheel. I think it was just called Big Wheel. And he was driving around, and it was like a... It was a wheel that was like the three stories high, and he was in the middle of it. And I have no idea how it worked, but of course it was the 70s, so who the hell cares? And the treads of the tire of the wheel were spikes. And does that make for the most completely stupid villain ever? Yes, absolutely. Or I'll be Stilt Man, but really secretly
I
want to be
Stilt Man.
Yeah. Or secretly, I'll be Mysterio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Stilt Man, that's good.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. I mean, I could have gone with Quilt Man for myself.
Ooh. And why is that?
But I hate color, so I can't be Quilt Man.
That's true. Very true.
You know who I am going to choose for myself? I'll let you guess. Let's see how close you can get.
I would choose Bushmaster for you.
Bushmaster?
Yeah, sure, why not?
How so? Are you saying I like the bush? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
I would choose one we talked about already on the show. As you know, Nick, I am extremely pretentious.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick for myself.
Would you be the Penguin?
The most pretentious of all comic book villains.
Ooh.
Ego the Living Planet. That's who I would choose for myself.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that.
Right? See?
I'll give you that one.
I get it. I see how it goes.
God, that's so funny.
Man, I was hoping somebody would be like Watu. Is Watu like a villain? Watu's not a villain.
No. He's a watcher.
Yeah, that's true. But like they're not he's no villain. Always the nicest.
Well, I guess, is he nice or bad if he's just watching like a planet get destroyed or a species get wiped out? He's just watching. He just prefers not to actually do anything about it. Oh, well, F you, I'm out.
Isn't it weird, though, how, like, in Star Trek, when they do that, that's, like, the good thing to do?
Yeah, they're doing it for science.
But if that happens in, like, other kinds of sci-fi, it's like, oh, these guys are the villains.
Yeah, how dare them?
How dare they do that? Sorry, Star Trek fans, don't send me your hate mail. I won't read it.
Well, you have a Twitter account. You can send it over there, right?
You can send all hate mail to yell@comictalk.today. How about that?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, who's Paul?
No. He gets enough hate mail.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes. Dang it.
I can't send you a picture through Discord because supposedly it's too large. I'll be sending it through Twitter.
That's what she said.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I found a picture of Big Wheel.
Oh,
it was Amazing Spider-Man 183 for the listener.
Let's look this up.
I'm sending it to you on Twitter. Bippity bappity boo.
That is horrendous.
It's so stupid. That's why I want to be it. It's so dumb. Oh my god.
Are those like giant metal snakes coming out of that wheel? What's happening right now?
I know. No, it's like little arms that it grabs a hold of things.
Wait a second.
But then there's guns. Then the guy's right in the middle. Like, how is that at all feasible? What's going on? But I hate to say it. If I was I wouldn't be a villain. I can't be.
No.
I've never, in any video game, I've never played a bad person. Mm. It is not in my wiring. I would be like one of those Morlocks that supposedly are bad, but then all of a sudden you discover, oh, they ain't that bad. Mm. But they just hang out with the bad boys. That's what I do. You're the bad boy, Barton. I just hang out with you.
I see.
You're the naughty lad.
I see.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think what it would be.
You?
No. Like what's like a villain duo, or not even a villain duo, but like a duo where you have like the guy and then the guy that hangs out with the guy.
Oh gosh.
It's fine. If I wasn't even thinking to answer this question, I'd have like an answer immediately.
I was gonna say, wasn't there like a thug henchman for Bane until he like disobeyed Bane and then Bane like shoved his head into the floor and broke his skull?
Oh yeah, what was his name? It was like a bird name, right?
Yeah.
Let's look it up. Bane henchman. Let's see how well DuckDuckGo does here.
Maybe I can't. Oh, that isn't even a good. I was gonna say maybe I could be the ventriloquist in your Scarface.
I don't want your hand on my butt.
Yeah, you do. You know you do. But I also don't. I don't want to be the mastermind, which would make me the man, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'll be a henchman.
Damn it, now I want to know what this guy's name was.
Can you be the high evolutionary and I be one of the like talking cows that he you know, the one that's like in a dress that's the like mother figure for Wanda and Petra?
Oh Jesus Christ.
That when I first read it, I was like, what the hell's going on? Talking cows? What the hell?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the dude's name and I can't find it. And my comics aren't in this room.
Bane Henchman? That's a little rough.
Yeah. I want to say it was like Raven or something, but it can't be Raven.
No.
Damn it. Somebody that pays attention to their comics, let us know.
How about if I'll be Harley to your Joker. How about that?
But that implies that I beat you.
That's okay.
And that
sometimes
I
need it. Sometimes I don't need the love, and I need the beating. I'm a good boy.
Maybe we should be more like Harley and Poison Ivy.
Oh. Well, couldn't I? If we're going to completely change it up, can I be Katana then? Come on. You know I like me some Katana.
You can be Katana, and I can be the sword.
Yeah. Oh. Good.
See.
That I can be talking to you all the time. Hello.
Hello, this is your friend calling.
And then all of a sudden everyone's like, who is this nutbag talking to a sword?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It would be good.
Yeah.
Who would you be, though?
Like
how do you see yourself
as a
villain?
Ego the Living Planet.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I would choose Ego the Living Planet or who else would I choose for myself? I don't know, man. There's a lot of good ones. Maybe Emma Frost. Then I could just walk down the street and touch myself.
And turn naughty bits into diamonds.
Yes. Something like that. Anyways, do you remember God damn it, what was his name? Oh, the one above all. You remember that guy?
No.
Dang. I'm going to have to go this weird thing. The one above all is like the god of the Marvel Universe.
No. And was that a 70s villain?
No, I want to say it was like 90s or earlier. Or later, I mean. He was...
Maybe
they based his look on Jack Kirby.
I might. Oh, I do recall that. I think that's when I tapped out of Capes and Cowls.
Gotcha.
But I do recall seeing that, yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find an appearing list for that guy. It can't be that many. One above all.
Maybe you could be the Mark Wade irredeemable.
Oh, that's like, dude, yeah, we stuck to like big two. We didn't even do like indie villains.
I know.
Irredeemable. That's a good one.
That's why we could have made Paul into Shredder. Damn it.
I like that guy. What's his name? The Plutonian. Is that it?
Is that it? Because I wanted to call him that, but I'm like, no, I thought that was that, not, what is it, Supreme Squad? I thought that was Plutonium.
Yep, Plutonian.
Okay. The Plutonian. I gotta read that.
It's been on my list for months, dude.
I know, and then I went down a damn Age of Apocalypse hole.
See, but you don't regret it, so that's all that matters.
I don't. I'm on to book three, so we're all good. Yep.
There you go. I am not on book three.
I want more Cable. That's what I want.
I hear you. Well, then you'll be happy when Age of X-Man comes out next year.
Sure.
What? You say that like it's a bad thing.
It isn't. It is not. No. I will look forward to that.
X-Man.
But by then I'll read Irredeemable.
That's a terrible name, by the way. I remember when that series first came out, the X-Man series.
Yeah.
What's his name? Nate Summers?
Yes.
I was like, so it's a book about an X-Man that's just one X-Man, so they call him X-Man. But then his name is actually X-Man. I'm like, oh, fuck this.
Yep, I'm reading that right now. Yeah. In Age of Apocalypse.
It's not terrible, though. It's fine.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
Except I don't care for, what's his name? Tom Scorsese's art?
What'd you call him?
Is that it? Scorsese?
Don't, listen, this is a family show, Nick.
Isn't it?
It's a family show.
S-K-R-O-C-E.
Sure.
Isn't that it? I don't know.
You're just making that up.
Yeah. It's very loosey-goosey. Mm-hmm. The lines are very loose, very fluid.
Yes.
Especially when you come off of a Chris Bacalo issue right into that. Ooh. Oh, that's a jump.
Mm. Bacalo's good stuff, though.
It is.
All right, Nick. I think it's time to wrap up our first episode of 20 Noise Teen.
Are all the questions done, or are we just holding on to some for later?
All the ones that I could find.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're done. I mean, wipe our hands.
If they didn't tag it properly, done.
Noise Teen.
Noise Teen. Next time, follow instructions. Use the hashtag #NerdyLegionQA.
Right.
Trending worldwide right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
When I did the search, I did hashtag N, and bam, it was the first choice on there.
Not because you used it about five times.
No, not at all.
Frequently used. Why would they populate it that way?
It's because it's trending worldwide.
It is. Worldwide!
We just watched Step Brothers.
Really? Is that streaming somewhere?
No, we own it.
Wow. Never saw it.
We watched it yesterday when we got home from all the Christmas stuff.
Mm-hmm,
was yesterday Christmas? What day is today?
Don't worry about it. We're stockpiling episodes. Stop mentioning like recent dates.
Yeah. We came home from doing stuff, and yeah, we started watching Step Brothers. It's so fucking funny.
I was untangling the non-denominational lights that are in strands. From a non-denominational tree.
yes. So, we watched that, and then after my wife went to bed, I watched Shaun of the Dead, and that movie's still awesome.
Never saw it.
What? Are you serious? What?
I didn't get a reaction by not seeing Step Brothers, but I get a reaction about Shaun of the Dead.
I mean, Step Brothers is fantastic, but Shaun of the Dead is a modern classic.
Yeah, I'm sure it's this generation's Gone with the Wind.
It is. How'd you know?
Yeah. I'm sure it's the next Ingmar Bergman Seven Seal. I'm sure.
All right. Maybe if you're a zombie movie fan, it's like this generation's Gone with the Wind.
And I'm not. So
yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Fair enough.
By the way, Gone with the Wind, terrible movie.
Don't believe the hype on that one.
Don't believe the hype. We were talking about that at dinner the other day. Because Christmas Story was playing for 24 hours on some channel.
Yeah, months ago.
last year. Last year.
Yes. Right.
And Reagan's like, what are we watching? And I was like, I don't know, some boring movie. And one of the family members was like, oh, it's A Christmas Story. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And Reagan's like, oh, so it's a classic? And I was like, yeah, something like that. She's like, classic like Gone with the Wind? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, Gone with the Wind's a terrible movie.
Well, she's not too far off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you certainly. There's some stereotypes in that movie that, ooh, wow, those don't play to modern sensibilities.
Surely is. All right, let's wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Nerd Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore and Martin Ferretti. Apparently, you know, we didn't learn anything. You know, it's a new year. We're still doing the same old stupid shit. God damn it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Noise Teen, everybody. You have to say it like that, you know?
I like it.
It's like there's that book that Aftershock puts out, Patience, Conviction, Revenge. But there's an exclamation point at the end of each word. So anytime we record that podcast, I always have to read it with the exclamation point. So I'm like, hey, let's talk about Patience, Conviction, Revenge. And it's the same thing with Noise Teen. You know, like you have to give the emphasis on the right syllable. All right.
I like it.
You can find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine, at Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.